Well, welcome to the JD Cymru South podcast with Weber and Jonah. Well, STM Sports and Haverford West can't see enough of each other, can they? Two meetings in about 4 or 5 days. The second one ended in penalties. More on that later on. But let's turn our attention to the league. And the students are doing all the teaching. Swansea University, top of the table as we speak. 8 played, 19 points. What do you think of the students so far, Jonah?
Yes, Mac, obviously, they've hit the heights already for first place. You know, David Evans is doing a great job down there. They had a win last week, a good 4-1 away win, strong win that, because I thought Kyra Ely at home, you know, they'd been looking to get their act together the last couple of weeks, Kyra. But Swansea went down and put a strong performance in and won by 4-1. So they're home again this Saturday at Sketty Lane. They'll play Pontypridd. And all of Ponty's points have been away from home, so Ponty will go away with a little bit of confidence. But Swansea at the moment head the league, and you know, they've got to be really, really pleased with what they've done so far. First time in this league, and you couldn't be happier than being top of the league, mate.
Now, it was a free-scoring STM Sports that went up to Haverford West on Saturday and beat them 4-1. The reverse was true a few days later in the Nathaniel Cup when it went to penalties. STM still winning, though. Here's the man who put it in the back of the net, Chris Worsley, to ensure the victory.
Tough game, to be honest, mate. We played them last week. We pretty much dominated the game for a good 70, 80 minutes, I think. Some good finishes. But like I said, it's tough opponents. We've come all the way up here. Got the result again. Happy days, buzzing with the like.
Yeah, you went 4-1 down in Haverford West over the weekend. It's a different encounter tonight, isn't it?
Yeah, well, they did say they were going to bring their youth. They had, I think, had a few youngsters, but they're a strong team. But on the day, we're just a lot better, I think.
The quality of the penalties was excellent tonight. But what about the pressure on your shoulders, knowing that your kick would take STM Sports through?
I'm not going to lie, my heart was through the roof. I don't often take penalties, that's why I was eighth. But I probably got the result for it. A bit panicky, but slotted home. Got us the win, like.
Didn't look as though you're a novice, did it?
No, you can't show your emotions, can you? Can't let them run wild. That's what you've got to keep calm, composed, and got the result. Like,
things are going well for STM Sports in the Cymru South, but now you're against Newtown in the next round in the Nathaniel MG Cup. It's the first time you'll ever have played against a Cymru Premier side.
I don't know too much about Newtown, to be honest with you, but it's 4G, which is probably our best attribute towards our gameplay. But I'll be honest with you, we give anyone a good run for their money. Anyone who gets put in front of us, I think we'll be right up for it.
And what does tonight's victory mean to you and the boys?
It means a lot for us because we're trying to concentrate on the league. We're doing very well in the league. We've come, obviously, to look wherever we are. We're just doing well. We're just going to keep proceed. Hopefully we get a result now, Newtown. And then just keep going from there. Be nice. I don't think we'll win it, to be quite honest with you. But like I said, on a day, mate, we give anyone a run for their money. Anyone.
And Jonah, STM through to the next round, doing very well at the top of the league around about. If they don't win this league, Jonah, the one thing you can't deny, they'll probably win the free scoring title or the most goals.
Well, 10 goals against Llanelli and Haverford West, 6 the week before, 4 last week down at the Bridge Meadow Stadium as well, by the way. So STM Sport are in terrific form at the moment. They're obviously the team to watch. They've got the Lido home, which is a big game again for them. There's, you know, that's a big football club coming down to Llanrymy University this Saturday. The STM lads got 100% record at home. They got Callum Bateman, top scorer in the league at the moment with 9. So, you know, it'll be a top game. This, the Lido, by the way, had a great win last week. They, you know, they come back late on in the game and scored 2 goals late on to win the game. So they'll believe they can get back up amongst, you know, the hot runners in this league. They got the likes of Liam McCreesh playing. Don't forget, Liam was a Welsh Premier player of the season, I think 10 years ago. So he has plenty to add to the Lido and to this league. But you have to say, Mark, that, Swansea are top of the league at the moment and deserve to be top of the league. But STM, we have to be honest, are most probably on everybody's lips at the moment. Like you said, the way they're scoring, to score 10 against 2 of the top teams in the league in the last 2 weeks, and that has to be, you know, good football, good attacking players, and they're catching everybody's eye at the moment. So everybody will look out for their next result, and the next result will tell us, you know, how good they're doing again. They're at Llanrymy University, they play Avon Lido, big game again.
And another side that's climbing up the table, Ammanford, against a side that perhaps are not as high as we thought they would be this Friday night. They're playing Goitre.
Yes, Ammanford played Goitre on Friday night, Mark. It's 5th versus 11th. 5 wins in a row now for Griffarrison's side. Good 2-1 away win down at Ponty 10 days ago, which puts them back in a good position. Now, Truns back amongst the goals. Now he's got 7 goals. Andy Robinson as well. They're the two big names, obviously, in their squad. But they're big names who are producing. And you know, that's what you do when clubs sign you. And the experience of these two boys and the goal scoring abilities they show is starting to show through. So it's a tough game for Goitre. They didn't play last week, so they'll be fresh. They'll want something from this. So Ammanford against Goitre, 5th against 11th. Fine form at the moment, Ammanford, and they'll start this as warm favourites, I think, against Goitre United.
Jonah, are you surprised about Goitre's league position at the moment?
Well, like you said, they didn't have a game last week, so the win, if they would have played and got a win, they could have pushed back up to about 5th or 6th. So they're experienced. They've got, like I said, a good manager at this level, at this level, Lee John. He's been in the league now 2 or 3 years. He knows what his team got to do. But this is a type of game, a big game. At the start of the season, they would have expected to go to Ammanford and get 3. Their current form says to me they'll be happy with gaining a point down at Ammanford. So, yeah, it's a big game.
Well, it'll be Cambrian and Clich hosting Britain Ferry. Before we hear how Jonah thinks that game's going to go, here's Carl Shaw, the Britain Ferry manager.
Look, take nothing away from Llantrith Major. They totally deserved their 3 points today and played really well. But our performance was nowhere near the standards we need to be to compete in this league. It's the most disappointed I've felt after the game for a long time. Not happy with the way we played, not happy with our attitude. Just have to work hard again in the week. Friday night's not going to be easy. Look up to Cambrian and Clich. They haven't had a great run of results lately either. I've been very surprised with their results because they're a very good side. It's not an easy place to go to. We'll have to go up there and hopefully get 3 points. It'll be a difficult task. We'll work hard. But that's our aim now.
It is a big game. Cambrian have had a bad couple of weeks. They've slipped from 1st to 6th. But Dane Williams now, they're calling all his experience. You know, they had, like you said, they had a last-minute defeat at the Lido last week, which, you know, they would have been really disappointed with. And the Ferry, they lost at home last week. That was one of the surprise results of the weekend for me. Losing at home to Llantrith Major by 4-2. They've scored, by the way, the Ferry, in every game they've played in so far this season. So they're not short of goals. They just have to tighten up at the other end, I think. Big game this. Big game for Cam. I expect Cam to come back and show their strength and their ability in this league in these sort of games. So I often say point would be great for the Ferry, but I think Dane Williams will want to put behind a couple of bad weeks and get a win for the Rhondda club.
Llanelli second in the table, Jonah, and they're going to Rhiwdda to see Taffswell.
Andy Hill, well done after last week. After their big defeat at STM, he's obviously got his troops back together. A Peter Smith goal gave him a 1-0 win last week over Cumbrian Celtic, and that's just doing your job, getting your team back on track. You know, you get a hiding, which they had from STM. You get everybody back doing what they should be doing. And they got over the line with a 1-0 win, which puts them back into second place. So they'll go to Steve Williams' place at Taswell, expecting to get a victory. The Wellmen didn't play last week. Their game was called off against Goitre, so they'll be fresh. They had a good win the week before that. So this could be a good game Saturday afternoon. And again, Llanelli just about favourites for it.
Well, Cumbrian Celtic lost to Llanelli last week and they're home this weekend at Saturday 2:30, hosting another title favourite, if you like, Haverford West County.
Listen, we both, and I think most people, expect Haverford West to be challenging at least for the title. So this is a big game for them this weekend. You know, they've got to be top four or there about Wayne Jones' team. That was a big defeat last week, but STM did it a week before. We said they're Llanelli, and they did it last week to Haverford West, so we're all looking out for their next result, but we're also looking out for Haverford West result this week. I expect them to try and bounce back into contention, you know, down at Celtic Park, and but it's a tough place to go. When they're at home, Cumbrian Celtic, and they're on their game, they're a tough team to beat, so it'll be no walkover for Haverford West County, I'll tell you that. So could be a draw this one, I think. Bank a draw of the Cymru South this week.
Now, we've talked a lot about Swansea University at the start of the podcast. They are hosting Pontypridd Town this weekend, 2:30 on a Saturday. Let's talk a bit about Pontypridd in this one, Jonah.
They're 13th in the league, so JJ just needs to get them, you know, saying, come on, boys, we're enjoying our away days. Get down to Swansea Uni, top of the league. There's no better scalp than taking the top of the league scalp. So they got good players in this league. Luke Gullick's scoring plenty of goals. He's up amongst the top goal scorers. Just need to for him to sneak one defence to be on top form and maybe get down there, try and get a 1-0 away win, a classic away win. But it's a big test for Ponty this weekend, big test. Because if they get a win, they go back into mid-table security. If they get a defeat at the top of the league, you know, they'll be down amongst the strugglers. So big gap between the teams at the moment, and we'll see how it plays out on Saturday afternoon.
So Cwmaman United and Ciara Ely will certainly want to be looking for some points this weekend. Cwmaman at home, 2:30 kick-off. How's it going to go, Jenna?
Yes, Mark, this is a 15th and 16th. Ryan Stevens and Craig Sampson's team haven't had the best of, maybe the best of luck, best of results. Definitely they haven't had. But I'm sure Cwmaman down at Greenock Park on Saturday, they got one win so far, Cwmaman. Ciara got 1 point, so what's to be said about this? Both teams are really, really not desperate. You never get desperate in football, but they're in need of wins. Cwmaman lost 2-0 last week to Undy, and Ciara, like you said, were defeated heavily 4-1 at home by Swansea University. So whatever you say about this, it's a massive six-pointer. There's games at the top of the table for these two clubs. This game is as big as any one of the ones at the top.
And two sides that are right next to each other on the table as we speak. And for me, a little bit of an enigma season for both of them so far. Llantwit Major will host Undy Athletic, both on 12 points at the moment.
Yeah, this is a good game. This is a good game this Saturday. You know, Llantwit Major against Undy. Llantwit always strong at Windmill Lane, they're 7th in the table. They had a great 4-2 win at the Ferry last week. You've got to be fair for Darren Robinson's team. That was, again, most probably one of the shocks of the day. And Undy, a good 2-0 victory over Cwmaman at the Causeway. Matt Crookie he'll be pleased with that. So they had a brace of goals from James Barnes to give him the 2-0 victory. So this sets up, you know, this is Llantwit Major against Undy. Both round about where they'll want to be, I think, in the league at present. And both knowing that a 3-point haul on Saturday could take them to fifth, sixth in the table. Maybe up to fourth in the table. So big game for both clubs.
Well, I hope you can get to a game in the JD Cymru South this weekend. There's some cracking ties there. And, of course, me and Jonah will be back in 7 days to review them all and look ahead again. Talking about looking ahead, the draw's been made for the first round of the JD Welsh Cup. So let's have a look at some of the ties from a Cymru South perspective. Britain Ferry have drawn Undy at home. Cambrian and Clich will play Anasir Albion's at home. It's Llanelli against Cwmaman at home. Goetre United will have a trip up the motorway to Garden Village. Pontypridd Town play Ciara Ely. Cwmbran Celtic are hosting Pontardawi Town from the west. STM Sports have to go and play FC Cwmaman, and Ammanford are hosting the Cardiff Draconians. Haverford West play Penlan Social. Avonlinna are waiting to find out whether they're going to play Newport Civil Service or Monmouth Town after a replay. Taffswell are off to Chepstow. Swansea Uni are hosting Caerleon, and Llantwit Major will host Llandred not Wells. All of those games to be played on the 19th and 20th of October, so we'll be updating them as well. In the meantime, say goodbye, Jonah.
Yeah, cheers, Mark. All the best.